AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Cisco's -0.4% week stands out as communication equipment peers climb 6.6%. Cisco remains in a strong weekly regime with a 56-week active trend signal, but the latest close showed relative cooling against a much livelier industry group. Research brief. Cisco Systems closed at $121.10 for the week ended 12th June 2026, down 0.4%, while U.S. communication equipment stocks averaged a 6.6% weekly gain. The stock's longer tape remains constructive, with a 56.8% 12-week return, a 93.3% 52-week return, and price 40.0% above its trend line. But volume was routine, and relative strength cooled over the last 4 weeks. Key points. 1. CSCO slipped 0.4% on the week, lagging the U.S. technology average gain of 2.0% and the U.S. communication equipment average gain of 6.6%. 2. The trend signal remains active, with 52 of the last 52 weeks active and a 56-week active streak. 3. Price is still elevated at $121.10, sitting 86.2% of the way through its 52-week range, and 7.1% below the $130.40 high. 4. Volume was 109.6 million shares, broadly in line with the 13-week average of 115.4 million and the 52-week average of 105.4 million. 5. Valuation stretch is visible, with price 101.0% above fair value, while market dynamics is positive but showing no fresh buy signal. Weekly move cools while the group accelerates. Cisco's latest weekly close at $121.10 marked a modest 0.4% decline, a quiet pause after a powerful multi-month move. The stock is still up 2.4% over 4 weeks and 56.8% over 12 weeks, but the latest week lagged both its sector and its industry. U.S. technology stocks in the sample gained 2.0% on average for the week, while U.S. communication equipment stocks advanced 6.6%. That gap matters because the industry was not short of momentum elsewhere. Optical cable, Amplitech, and other smaller communication equipment names produced outsized weekly gains, while Cisco ranked 28th of 40 in the industry for the week. Its 12-week industry rank was stronger, at 12th of 40, suggesting the issue is not a broken intermediate trend, but a loss of urgency in the latest completed week. Trend state remains strong, but confirmation is ordinary. The trend signal remains active and has now been on for 56 weeks, with trend breadth at 100.0% across the past year. Price is 40.0% above the $86.49 trendline, leaving the weekly regime firmly constructive. Market dynamics is positive, at 1.60, and improved 5.4% over 4 weeks. But the signal state shows no fresh buy, which keeps the latest evidence in continuation rather than acceleration territory. Relative strength is still positive at 31.27, but it has fallen 8.5% over 4 weeks. That cooling is consistent with the stock's flat to lower behavior after the sharp 22.4% week in mid-May. The composite score of 80 supports the broader setup signature of leadership continuation, although the latest price action is no longer doing the heavy lifting on its own. Volume and valuation leave the risk side visible. Participation did not send a strong confirmation message. Weekly volume was 109.6 million shares, roughly 1.0x the 13-week average of 115.4 million, and 1.0x the 52-week average of 105.4 million. That is adequate for trend maintenance, but short of the heavier sponsorship that would make the next leg more convincing. The risk evidence is mainly about distance. Cisco trades 101.0% above fair value at $60.24, and remains only 7.1% below its 52-week high of $130.40. The stock has logged 33 upside weeks and 19 downside weeks over the past year, with average gains of 3.4% and average losses of 2.2%. But 13-week volatility at 5.8% is above the 52-week figure of 4.5%. That combination leaves room for pullbacks if momentum continues to flatten. The key watch point is whether Cisco can close the relative gap with its own industry while maintaining its active trend signal. A sustained move above the recent $120 to $122 area preferably with volume moving meaningfully above the current 1.0 times ratio, would offer stronger evidence that participation is returning. If market dynamics fades from positive territory or relative strength continues to decline, the stock's premium to fair value would become a more prominent part of the weekly risk profile. The $86.49 trend line remains the central regime level, but nearer term, the market will be judging whether Cisco can rebuild momentum before the 52-week high comes back into focus. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.